Okay, Lukot HaTorah, Parsha Shemini, page Yud Ches. The Pasuk says, Lev Yosin Zay Yitzart Lo Sachet Bei. It's connected to Parsha Shemini, because Parsha Shemini talks about the kosher animals, the not kosher animals, fish, birds, everything. So it says, Lev Yosin Zay Yitzart, Hashem formed the Lev Yosin Lo Sachet Bei to play with it. So it's in Medr Shabbat Parsha Shemini, Behemoth for Lev Yosin. The behemoth and the levyasa, which is a fish, hem kenig and shal tzadikim laasid lavi, are like the circus of the tzadikim laasid lavi. Behemoth nates levyasa bekarna. It says in the medrash like it's very strange. The axe is going to gore the levyasa with its horns. Bekarna is going to rip it apart. Levyasa nates the behemoth besam putin, and the levyasa is going to whack the animals with its fins, and they're going to like kill it, you know, like kill it that way. And then we learn, everybody could shecht, and you're allowed to shecht with any instrument. Okay, and you look at shecht with everything except with a serrated saw, because it's not an even cut. Until it says that when Mashiach comes, it's going to be Teira Chadashim Iti Teitzi. It's going to be a new Teira than we had before, meaning a much deeper level of Teira. She says, and the Medrash continues, Shekodesh Baruch Yater Oshchita Zu. Hashem, and when Mashiach comes, what's the new Teira that Hashem is going to create? He says Hashem is going to permit the shechita of the Leviathan, killing the behemoth besampiriv with its fins. Okay, so this is what the Medrash says. Hashem created the Leviathan and the Shor Abod, right? The axe. The axe is going to gore the Leviathan, rip it apart. The Leviathan is going to whack the Shor Abod with its fins, and it's going to like kill it or destroy it or whatever. So he says, love and in Leviathan and Moshe Rabbah, to understand what this like circus is between the Leviathan and Moshe Rabbah. He's going to whack him. Obviously, it's a much deeper level than just a fish whacking it, a whale whacking an axe, and an axe goring them. It's like this. There's two levels of tzaddikim. In other words, we're talking loss of loving. When Mashiach comes. So obviously we're talking about different levels of tzaddikim. There's a tzaddik that's a Leviathan tzaddik, the fish tzaddik, and there's a short abor tzaddik, an ox tzaddik. Ha'alef, one is Eisim Shem B'Seisim. What some tzaddikim are hidden tzaddikim. Shavidosim B'ruch Niyaspirish Kavanah Salef. They do with the Kavanah of the heart. L'yachad Yichudim El Yainim. To unite over there, tremendously great unities up there, ubechina salias in the levels of elevation. In other words, think this: the concept of creating yichudim, like we learned already many times, yichud kushabricho shchinte. Okay, you have revelations of godliness that are normally revealed, but if you want to reveal more godliness, just think you have a male and a female separate, cannot reproduce. When there's a unity between male and female, so then you can reproduce. The same thing in the spiritual realms. There's masculine levels of elokus, there's feminine levels of elokus. Chochmah is masculine, Bina is feminine. The six spheres are masculine, Malchus is feminine. Okay, but normally you have just the revelation of Chochmah and Bina, but there's no unities. So when you create unities, that's what we do when we do a mitzvah. We create Shem Yichud, the unity of Kadosh Baruch Hu and Shechinta. So what happens is that causes greater revelations of godliness in the world. And that's what those tzaddikim did. These hidden tzaddikim, so to speak. Who are they? Kagain Rashbi Kshayim Bebaida. Like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai when he was in the cave, Yud Gimel Shana, Shebevad Elohai Yochol Akayim B'maiseh Kamen Mitzvahs Maiseh. He definitely couldn't do many mitzvahs when he was in the cave. For instance, the Ivru Luhu, because it says in the Gemara, what did they exist from? Hashem made a miracle of a carob tree with a spring of water, and that's what they ate for 13 years. So he says, "Imkein lekayim achilas matzah bePesach." So obviously they couldn't eat matzah in Pesach. Kiddush al hayayin, they couldn't make kiddush on wine. Ve'esrig v'sukkah. Okay, so in fact, it's interesting. One time by upstairs, Sa'uda, when the Rebbe used to eat upstairs, there was a yid that came then from Russia, the Blazer Nanas. He wrote a book, Sabato. He died when he was over 100. Anyway, he had a lot of mysterious nefesh from Russia. So the Rebbe asked him, when he was in Russia, you know, when they were out in the heavy communists, were they able to keep mitzvahs? Like, did they get matzah always, lulav? Like, what did they do? So he said, he actually lied to the Rebbe. He didn't want the Rebbe to feel bad. He said, yeah, they had it sometime. You know, they couldn't get it in communist Russia, lulav, I mean. So the Rebbe said to him that the Jews in Russia were like Rashbi in the cave. What did the Rebbe mean by that? Now the Rebbe is saying here, just like Rashbi in the cave wasn't able to fulfill certain physical mitzvahs because he didn't have them. You can't even say mitzvah, he just didn't have. No matzah, no lulav, no essence, no silk, and so on.
He's not required of either.
Well, that David should put him in that situation.
That's
right. And the Arizal was also on this level of what's called the hidden tzaddikim, meaning they do things on a very high, deep levels. Rabbeis, and the second level of tzaddikim, him eitz and tzaddikim shem begili shavidosim begashmis bekiyam mitzvahs maisius. The second level of tzaddikim, they do things actually in a physical sense, poshut, you know, normal physical mitzvahs. Samachta bechagecha, which is gamkin amshochas eril selyenim, which is also bringing down great revelations of Elokus. Merdi Hashem the Yamim Tevim Hashem Vasimcho Gili Erin Sav Shinim Shchum Izgalu. Okay, so he says like this: there were tzaddikim that were called Levyasim. Basically, that's what he's going to say. In the ocean, concealed, hidden, like we learned already many times, they served Hashem by creating this special, super high levels of unity of Hashem with their avodah. And then you have tzaddikim that actually do Torah mitzvahs in a physical sense. From shochas, why they have mitzvahs bu'uv the davka. And now tzaddikim accomplish those things mamish with physical mitzvahs, like it says, k'mar merazal shabizman abayis in the time of the beis hamikdash ain simcha lebebasim. There's no only simcha with meat, meaning mitzvah shami simcha shoyim mevi'im uchol yomtiv. Okay, so then in the time of the beis hamikdash they used to bring a korban shlomim. Pesach was in addition to the korban Pesach. And that's what the Gemara says. Samachta bechagach, when they brought the korban, they ain simcha ala babasa, the Gemara says. The simcha would be when you eat a good piece of meat. Nachshav ein lanu simcha ala b'yayin. Like I'll explain later. And now we don't have korbanis, so the simcha is with wine. Therefore, in other words, he's saying all the mitzvahs bring down a certain level of kedusha into the world. He says, the primary hamshacha of godliness and Pesach is through matzah. Shvur sayidei matan teira, and Alter Rebbe probably left out cheesecake. You bring it down through matan teira. Or besukkah sayidei sukkah lulav minav in its things. Or belades, and without that, iav shalaham shaklal. Okay? He says, Aval in the parentheses, he says, Aval Rashbi, that was from the level of Levyoson and Nunayama, the creations of the sea, meaning concealed super high levels that are too great to be revealed. Then he revealed these revelations through Yechudim Elias, through the spiritual things in the cave, like he says. Okay? So there's tzaddikim that do physical mitzvahs, there's tzaddikim that do it through various different methods. And it's really in can't, like it says in the Yiddish, unridden. You can't tap anta lukus yizbarach aide aveda gashmis ala aveda ruchni shal tzaddikim. And now it can only be accomplished through the tzaddikim of the Levyoson, v'im the kroim nun yama. They're called creations of the sea. Dog, like fish. which the water, that the ocean covers them. Okay? They come from the Alma Diskasya. Now there's certain neshamas that come from Alma Diskasya, the revealed world. So therefore they're doing revealed Torah mitzvahs, matzah, lulav, sukkah, and all that. Then you have neshamas that come from Alma Diskasya, greater, holier neshamas. Yesh and b'chol dar v'dar. And there are neshamas like that in every generation, which are tzaddikim shebesei sedihin tzaddikim ve'im ha-mechabrim elim eslein tzav baruch. Okay? And they connect Hashem with world through spiritual methods. In other words, in order to tap into the loftier levels of Hashem, it has to be done through that level of tzaddikim, which comes from Alma Diskasya. But they connect world with that level of godliness, because they're in a physical world, and therefore, like it says in Chassidus, when the Arizal daven and he says Shamnu Bagadnu Gazalnu, you know, I sinned, I rebelled, I stole, I spoke, you know, all those confessions, the Arizal obviously didn't do it. The Arizal didn't steal and he didn't rebel and he didn't, you know, well, so why do you say Shamnu Bagadnu Gazalnu? So it says because these tzaddikim are neshama klali, they're like the head of the generation, Rebbe, Rosh Bnei Yisrael, so they're head of the generation, and because they're head of the generation, they include within them all the people of the generation. Therefore, when a Jew sins somewhere, it affects the Arizal. The pain is felt in the head. Like Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, the only reason I gave you greatness is because of the Jews. The Jews sinned in the ego, so you go down too. So it's not Chas V'Shalom that these tzaddikim sin that they have to say Tachnu three times and twice a day or whatever, and Al-Chetz and Yom Kippur. It's just that their neshamas that deal with the whole world. They connect the world with Elokus. V'zal Inyan Levyasin. And that's the level why this fish is called Levyasin from the word Levi. What does it mean? Shuloshin Yischabras, connection. K'mei Apam Yilov Ishi Elad. Okay? Okay, so he says, okay, Vine, Begim, Oshois, Revius, Nikka, Samach, Lemincha, in 3 hours, which is a quarter of the day, is called before Mincha. Kreis, Gemara says in the beginning of Arvi Psach, the Yitzchak Tikkun Tfilas Mincha. Yitzchak instituted mincha. We know Avram did shachris, Yitzchak did mincha, Yaakov did ma'ariv. Yadua, the Yitzchak, Loshen Schaik v'Schaik. Why was he called Yitzchak? From the expression of laughter and happiness. Yitzchak is Schaik, Joe, or laughing. Okay, Meshach calls it like it, Sarah said, Schaik asali elakim. Lochain, as Yeshiva Misachikim Levyasin, it says in Kabbalah, that in Mincha time, Yitzchak plays with the Levyasin. Whatever that means. Okay, I'm Ashikosov. And look what it says in the Gamki Yitzchak Chafe Be'edis. Yitzchak also, what was Aved of Yitzchak digging wells? Shinyin Halos Man, elevating the world to Elokus. Okay, so he says like this. This level of Levyasin, we find it's a connection to Yitzchak. Yitzchak is Mincha. Mincha is the level of Tzchaik. Tzchaik is Mincha is elevating the world to Elokus. Why is Mincha elevating the world to Elokus more than Shachris and Ma'ariv? So the simple reason is Shachris is easy. You get up early, Adam Shachris. You know, you have to take away from work. Ma'ariv, you come home, you're retired, you go, you know, you daven Ma'ariv. Mincha smack in the middle of the day. So when you take away from the world, you're going away from business, and you go to daven Mincha, so then you're elevating the world that you're in. You're really in the world, you're middle of the day, you know. It's the middle of business. And yet you go away to daven Mincha. So that elevates the world. It says, the parsha v'hoyim shemaya. The Gemara says in Brachis that in the parsha of Shema, It's called Eisin Ritzayne Shemokim. They do the will of Hashem. The second Pasha of Vahayim Shemoya is called Ein Eisin Ritzayne Shemokim. They're not doing the will of Hashem completely. And the Gemara explains why. What's the explanation of this? Because in the first Pasha of Shema, it says V'after Shemokach B'chol Levavcha Nafshcha U'v'chol Me'edecha. Maid is breaking your barriers. The second parsha is smart. Says, "Vayim shemay atush ashanech b'chol avavchem u'v'chol nafshechem." It doesn't say b'chol ma'edchem. So yes, they're serving Hashem with their whole heart and soul, but they're not breaking their nature. And therefore, the only way a limited human being, a finite human being, can reach the infinite Hashem in Aveda is actually by breaking our nature. But going above and beyond, you learn an hour a day, you learn 2 hours. You give this tzedakah, you give that tzedakah, you daven this, you daven that. By breaking your nature, that's where you reach a higher level of elkus. Why is it called not doing the will of Hashem completely? It doesn't say the word b'chol me'edach, which is the bleak vul, k'mei b'pash shema. Hainosh, yes, am shoch v'agilim yisev b'mamalim. When you bring down Seva, the infinite of Elokus, into the finite of Elokus, that's or when you do, that's called Eisin Ritzayne Shemokim. In fact, Chassidus explains a very interesting definition of it. The Gemara says, Eisin Ritzayne Shemokim, they do the will of Hashem. Or the Gemara says, Eze Ishik Sheira, who is a kosher wife, simply means the wife who listens to the husband is a kosher wife. Chassidus explains, Eisin Ritzayne Shemokim doesn't only mean do, it means creates. What is considered a kosher wife, she creates the will of the husband to go daven and learn. She's the one that creates the will of. Eisin Ritzayne Shemokim, Chassidus says, doesn't only mean they're doing the will of Hashem. They're creating the will of Hashem. What do you mean they're creating the will of Hashem? Hashem set up the world in a way that when we do mitzvahs, we, so to speak, force Hashem to reveal himself more. That's not because that's why he set it up. He set it up in a way that what we do affects him. So that's called Eisin Ritzayne Shemokim. We actually create the will of Hashem. That means, normally you have Sefer Kolam, you have the infinite, and you have the finite. And they're two separate entities, this infinite and infinite. Like we said, two separate, a male and female, separate, doesn't do one, accomplish anything. What does a Jew do when they do a mitzvah? Eisin Ritzayne Shemokim means they create that will of Hashem, that the infinite, Sefer Kolam, should come into the mamal, into the finite. And that's what's called Eisin Ritzayne Shemokim. And that's the level b'chol meidecha b'li gvul. And this is the level that we're talking about over here. In order to reach the level of now my husband accompany me, meaning Hashem connects to us, that are called Nunayam, the creations of the sea, the level of Sefer Kolam, the hidden levels that do, the tzaddikim that do, you know, the stuff in the spiritual realms. But it's still only the level of Shmiah. It's only the level of hearing. It's not seeing. Seeing is believing. Seeing brings down a greater level of eloquence. Well, there is there Amir Azal in the first parak of Aveda Zara. Mishchad beis hamigdash ein tzchayk. There's no joke. I mean, you can't have laughter. Technically, his brother Amshchon. No, he keeps it. I can't say nobody. People that do that, you're not allowed to laugh. Now that the beis hamigdash is destroyed, you're not allowed to laugh. Why? Because it's in the goals and there's the tzchayk. Okay. So he says that's one thing. So therefore, in order to bring down this level of Elokus in the world, it's through these tzaddikim that unite Mamala and Seviv through the spiritual stuff, so to speak. Also, we can explain this by what Arizal writes. That through Teira Mitzvahs, you bring down the level of the unity between Zoh and Malchus. But that's all in Mamala Kol Almin. The level of six feet is in Malchus. Avalaham Sheikh Yuchud Avah. But to unite the unity of Chochm and Bina, I'll explain in a second, which is Amshachas Er Chodesh Me'ein Tzav Baruch Hu, which is a higher revelation of Alokus that can only be done Aidei Mesiris Nefesh Daika. Meaning like this. In the Arizal writes that if you want to bring down, like we say, L'shem Yichud Kud Shebrichu Shechinte. Right? When we do a mitzvah, what are we causing? There's a unity between Kodesh Baruch Hu and Shechinah, between Zoh, the six spheres, and Malchus. And that unity creates greater revelations into the world of Bria Yitzir and Asiya. So we actually create unity, levels of unity in the world of Atzilus, and then it comes down into the world. He said, but there's a higher level of Yichud, Chochma Bina, the parental Yichud of father and mother, not the parental of son and daughter, so to speak. And what brings down that level of unity of Chochma, the Torah Mitzvah doesn't do that. Torah Mitzvah can only accomplish a Yichud between Zoh and Malchus. In order to have a Yichud of Chochma and Bina, which is obviously much greater level, that's through Mesiras Nefesh. And that's what Arizal writes. V'zeo in Krishma. That's the union of Krishma. Limbs and nafshi be'echad. Okay?
Could you digress on what you just said?
What?
Could you elaborate on what you just said?
What, about the difference between Torah Mitzvahs and Mesiras Nefesh? Okay. To bring down, God works deep for deep, basically. So, when we do Torah Mitzvahs, it's not necessarily called Mesiras Nefesh. It's not difficult, many times. It's not difficult. It's habit, or we understand this is the good thing to do. So that level can't bring down the infinite unity, because we're still limited in our observance, so to speak. We're limited in what we're doing. In order to bring down an infinite level of Hashem, it's only by breaking our barriers. Right? Because again, what we do, we act, Hashem reacts. When we serve Hashem, you do tell me, you put on tefillin today. Yeah, it wasn't Mesiras Nefesh to put on tefillin today. You don't have to go 10 miles. And, you know, you did it. Yeah? Even if it's a little difficult, you're not going to call Mesiras, you have to get up early. So, I mean, it's not called a terrible Mesiras Nefesh. Okay? So then, yes, you bring down Elokus, but you bring down Elokus within the realm of Mamala Kol Almin, then you bring down a greater level of Elokus, of the unity of the six spheres and Malchus, which comes down from Atzilus into Bria. In order to do Yichud of Chochma and Bina, in any time, remember we learned, any time there's a unity of two opposites, you have to tap into something greater. Like with a miracle, nature, spiritual, physical, you have to tap into something greater, right? In order to accomplish a yichud of Chochm and Bina, you need to tap into something above them both, which is Kesed, which is the infinite level. So in other words, in order to cause the yichud between father and mother, because father and mother are mamish, men and women, Mars, Venus, whatever you want to do, everything different, so you need to tap into a level higher than Chochma and Bina, mean higher than worlds. Higher than worlds. That's the infinite level of Kesed. Therefore it says in with the Rebbe of Shabbos, my mom, that he said by the Friedrich Rebbe's writing, Samach to Samach, it's called the whole Hemshech of a continuation of my mom. He writes over there that under the chuppah, when there's Chos and Kala, which is male and female opposites, there comes down a level from Erdin Tzav Baruch, from the essence of Hashem, at the time of a chuppah, to be able to unite Chosin and Kala. Okay, to be continued. Oh, yeah. Supposed to do Mesiras Nefesh too. It said, V'chom Ma'idachom. In the Torah.